Blog Talk Radio.
If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
State of Indiana, where Obama's ideals are not espoused, comes the New Wise Conservatism Radio Show as a means to tell all you liberals out there that you are wrong and we are right. My name is Kathy Henners, and you're listening to Hour One of the Show, where we do what we do best, tell you what the government is doing to this great nation with Obama and his minions. We're showing you ways to stop them by following the true law of the land, the Constitution. And now, heard through ConservativeNationMedia.com, here is your host from behind the silver CNN microphone of freedom, with the voice of reason in this unreasonable world, Robert Garding.
So much good trim and pain.
Good afternoon, folks. It's good to be back. I've had a couple of weeks off here. Where I couldn't do my show because of work, so I didn't really have it off. And I had to work overtime during the show, during the time the show begins, so I was nowhere near home when the show began. So 2 weeks ago, I had the show given to Kathy Henners of Daily Roll Call, who also does my intro there, and she did a wonderful job at doing my show, and I thank her for doing that for me. She's a great show host, and we all miss her here at ConservativeNationMedia.com, and I hope that she comes back when she can. She couldn't do my show again last week, so I played for you an encore version of the show a few weeks ago when I had Congressman Hopeful J.D. Miniger on my show. And it was a show that is a must-hear for those here in the Indianapolis area who live in the 7th District. Their Congressman Andre Carson is nothing but a rubber stamp for Obama, and it's the latest incarnation of the 42 years of Democrat control of that. Mr. Miniger said that he would be a regular guest on this show after the election, hopefully. He will then be the congressman who will bring the 7th District back from the abyss that the Obama regime and the Carson dynasty has given to that district, we can only hope. Welcome to this episode of the New Wise Conservatism Radio Show with your host, Robert Garding, that's me, as we delve into the wrongdoings of the Obama regime and the Affordable Care Act and many other things that are going on in our nation's capital that most of us can only guess at. We will also try to give you more and more reasons and ways to get out of this rut that the career politicians and liberals have put us in by giving you, the people, what we all need to elect someone to get us out of this mess. Welcome to the show on this April the 19th, already, April the 19th of 2014. A few weeks ago on the show that I missed was my one-year anniversary with CNN, and there have been a lot of changes with the network since I joined, all for the better. Join me for another great installment of the New Wise Conservatism Radio Show, heard here on Blog Talk or on Conservative Nation Media. I had a bumper that was supposed to play at that point, and I forgot to add it to my studio, so it's not there this time. It was supposed to be Bad Moon Rising and Creedence Clearwater. But no matter what, it seems that the people have finally started getting it, that Obama is not good for this nation, and he means no good for this nation ever. He never did, even after he has gone from office. But hopefully it isn't too late to save our nation from the eternity of hell that he has planned for us. And yes, my friends, I said that, and I've been watching the liberal left in this country working hard to get us to that point. And no, I am not leaving the Republicans out of this one either. They have cowered and given up ground to the liberals like they were the ones that were wrong instead of the ones that were right. And the liberal left has all the right things to say and do, even though everything they say and do is wrong. And you've heard me say this many times on this show and in my blog and on my videos folks, it is time that we started electing people like Mike Lee of Utah and Ted Cruz of Texas, who will stand up to the liberal left and shout out that they are wrong, we are right, America deserves nothing less and so much more from us. This week in the news, I found a great story about some guys who decided to break into and rob a house in Palm Beach, Florida. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't usually think that a story of a bunch of thugs who have no morals and no concept of right and wrong breaking into a house is a great story, but this one is. The reason is what happened after they broke into the house. Michael Maxwell's mugshot, after he allegedly tried to break into a Palm Bay, Florida home Wednesday morning, showed him all bruised and one eye almost swollen shut after he and several others were arrested in the home. Well, what happened to them? That is the neat part. Cops were called to the home around 1 a.m. to investigate a disturbance. Maxwell and several other men, and I use the term very loosely because I don't consider these thugs men, but animals, who were put in their place, allegedly stormed the home but were met with force. By the time Palm Bay police arrived on the scene, they found that Maxwell had been kicked, beaten, and tased by the residents. He was taken to Holmes Regional Medical Center in Melbourne for treatment of his injuries. The suspect was charged with one count of home invasion, robbery with a firearm or deadly weapon, and four counts of battery. He was held on $51,000 bond at the Brevard, B-R-V-A-R-D, County Jail Complex in Sharps. A 17-year-old companion of Maxwell was arrested on the same charges. It is not clear whether the victims knew Maxwell or the other men suspected in the home invasion. The case is still under investigation. And a good afternoon to the Exceptional Conservatism Conservative Show. Good to see you here. The one thing, folks, that I can say about this what this administration is doing is what they have been doing to us that is good, is that it has decidedly waken up people, the American people, to the plight that is theirs. Protection of personal property and family are at the top of the importance list anymore. Not only is the government going after these things to stop it, but the government has worked hard to take consequences out of actions, and now we have a rash of crimes that range from pure stupidity to hate crimes, and I'll get back to that one later, crimes of greed and laziness. And yes, I said laziness. You see, the Obama administration lately has been working on making a new crop of people who find it beneath them to work for a living. I mean, why should they when they can rob, steal, and go to the government welfare, and whether they should get it or not, they get it. They work for a living when the government espouses, and the whole thing about this is, you know, why work for a living when the government espouses that you can get anything you want for free without working or without even being deserving of it? All you need to do is give up your freedoms for being on the government dole, or for having the freedom to steal from the rich. Now, when the government talks of the rich, they used to talk only of the filthy rich. Now they mean anyone who has more money than the lowest of the low in this country or any other country in the world for that matter, which means us folks. If we have a television and a car and a house with a roof over our heads, then we are richer than they want us to be. And we were falling for it. Hook, line, and sinker, folks. Remember all the crap that we were inundated with about being politically correct? Well, I, for one, have never been politically correct, and I will never be, because I've been watching what the government has been doing for us or to us since, or, you know, for us since before Reagan. If it hadn't been for Reagan, we would probably have been already completely immersed in communism instead of fighting to keep the government from immersing us in it now. I just can't say this any clearer. We are on the road to communism, and socialism has already hit us. We made sure of that when Obama was elected to be our so-called president. Sadly, it isn't being president that he wanted to be. He wants to be our king, and that is what he thinks he is. Why else would he go against the will of the people and force Obamacare on us and then lie to us and tell us it was going to be affordable and that we could keep our own doctors, even when that was never going to be a part of this mess that we find ourselves in now? And welcome to everyone else who is, thank you for tweeting and Facebooking to other people. But the only way out, as I see it, is in the next elections. And I say elections because I don't think the American people will do it in one. But in the next elections, we need to vote out of office all career politicians who do not have the Constitution and the laws of the land in their ideals of what is good for this nation and what isn't. And a bunch come to mind on that that need to go. Harry Reid, Nancy Pelosi, John Kerry, Barack Obama, Joe Biden, John McCain, Lindsey Graham, and even some of the so-called conservatives who will cave into the whims of the left when they stop thinking of what is good for America. Now is the time to save this nation from the tyranny that we are all experiencing here, folks. And that is, now is the time. ConservativeNationMedia.com starts off the work week every Monday in a big way. It's Inside Tennessee with Dave Vance. But even if you're not from the volunteer state, the issues that affect Tennessee are spreading out all over America. Dave Vance brings his veterans' insight and most informative guests to Inside Tennessee every Monday. So be sure to check him out. Brought to you by the Tennessee Action Council, one of the advertisers that we have on this show also. Inside Tennessee Mondays at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central on ConservativeNationMedia.com, where America always wins and we always must win in order to stay the free country that we are. Some of the things that we have to start thinking about when it comes to our liberal leaders is just how stupid they really are. Remember that our so-called leader has been to all 57 states in a nation of only 50 states, and he has been to many of them many times. Any other president who says something this stupid would have immediately changed and apologized for the gaffe and corrected himself, but not our precious Obama. I don't think he even realized that he said something wrong, and it isn't the only thing that he has said that all Americans know are wrong, yet he continues on. But that is not all. We have other elected liberal leaders like Sheila Jackson Lee, who proceeded to tell us all that she is proud of our 400-year-old Constitution. And where was the correction from her on that one? What? You haven't heard it? Of course not. She was never wrong. She is, after all, a liberal Democrat in office. Nothing they ever say is wrong. And sadly, no one in the audience said anything about her being wrong on that one. And the best one of all is Congressman Hank Johnson, a fourth-term congressman of the 4th District of Georgia, who proceeded to tell us that he is afraid because Guam will tip over because it has too many people. Yeah, folks, he said that. To listen to this one.
Yeah, this is an island that at its widest level is, what, 12 miles from shore to shore, and at its smallest level, location, it's 7 miles between one shore and the other. Is that correct?
I don't have the exact dimensions, but to your point, sir, I think Guam is a small island.
Very small island, and about 24 miles, if I recall, long. So 24 miles long, about 7 miles wide at the least widest place on the island, and about 12 miles wide on the widest part of the island. And I don't know how many square miles that is. Do you happen to know?
I don't have that figure with me, sir. I can certainly supply it to you if you'd like.
Yeah, my fear is that the whole island will become so overly populated that it will tip over and capsize.
We don't anticipate that. The Guam population, I think, currently about 175,000, and again, with 8,000 Marines and their families, it's an addition of about 25,000 more into the population.
And all I could say is, what? These folks are the people that the liberals choose to lead us? And guess who is in these offices of power? No wonder this country is in so much trouble. No wonder we are at a point where we have to change direction or we will cease to be a strong and free country in our very near future. Guam will tip over and capsize? Oh, my God. We will be right back.
Whether you're on active duty, a veteran, or just admire American Armed Forces, there's no better place to get the widest variety of militaria than at Highlands Militaria. Highlands Militaria is one of America's premier distributors of Fox tactical gear and outdoor products. Veteran-owned and operated, Highlands Militaria offers new and used uniforms and insignia from World War II, Korea, Vietnam, and today, with an emphasis on airborne and special operations insignia, gear, collectibles, and uniforms. If you need to replace a cherished badge or unit patch, or just want to gear up for your next outdoor adventure, go to Highlands Militaria at stores.ebay.com/Highlands-Militaria, where you'll find the best supply of the military gear you need. Shipping is always free with one-day handling time, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. Highlands Militaria at stores.ebay.com/Highlands-Militaria, and thank you for your service.
Welcome back to the Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group. That's right, a group known especially for their couch-snuggling, ball-chasing, face-licking, tail-wagging, backyard-hanging, and, of course, companionship. And what breed would you say Satchmo is? I'd have to go with maybe a lavish terrier-hound-chihuahua-looking kind of mix. Tremendous dog. I'd also like to point out Satchmo's coloring, a white, gray, brown, black brindle. Simply marvelous. You know, it's such a treat to watch a dog like this. Now, let's see him in action. Look how he makes eye contact with his person. That's actually known as the treat stare. How intuitive. And now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles. Ah, the happy dance, so common with this group. And finally, the loving face lick. It's great how he just gets in there and, well, licks. Fantastic. But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one. Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
You are listening to ConservativeNationMedia.com and the New White Conservatism Radio Show, and I'm Robert Garding. Our call-in number is 718-305-7176. I'm sorry about kind of laughing at that last one, but to hear an official, a congressman, telling us that he's afraid that Guam will tip over and capsize because there's too many people in it, that was just hilarious. And it tickles my funny bone every time I hear that. Think the IRS has been shamed into not doing things that has been against the American people yet? If you do, then you need to rethink your thinking. Get a load of this one, folks. From BloombergNews.com comes this one. The Internal Revenue Service and other U.S. agencies awarded about $415,000 in contracts to a license plate tracking company before Homeland Security leaders dropped a plan for similar work amid privacy complaints. Federal offices such as the Forest Service and U.S. Air Force's Air Combat Command chose Livermore, California-based Vigilant Solutions to provide access to license plate databases for tools used to collect plate information. See, they're still doing it to us, and they're and this is according to government procurement records compiled by Bloomberg. Vigilant, a closely held company, has received such work since 2009. In February, Jay Johnson, Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, ordered the cancellation of an immigration agency plan to buy access to national license plate data. While the technology can help solve crimes, the American Civil Liberties Union and other groups have said the mass collection of data infringes the privacy of innocent people. Well, when the ACLU gets involved in that, you know that all they are worried about is the people that they're worried about, you know, the ones that Jesse Jackson and all of them want to keep with all of their stuff that the rest of us can't have. But Jennifer Lynch, a senior staff attorney with the Electronic Frontier Foundation, a San Francisco-based privacy rights group, said, especially with the IRS, I don't know why these agencies are getting access to this kind of information. These systems treat every single person in an area as if they're under investigation for a crime, and that is not the way our criminal justice system was set up or the way things work in a democratic society. Well, I'm sorry. You know, she said pretty much the right thing, but we're not formed to be a democratic society. I wish people would stop saying we are. They're doing everything they can to change us, and I think right now they're just deciding, the heck with going to the democratic part, just go straight to communism, the heck with everything else. IRS officials awarded the company a $1,188 contract for access to nationwide data in June of 2012, according to records available online. That contract ended in May 2013, according to the federal procurement records. Agencies involved are the IRS uses a variety of investigative tools similar to other law enforcement agencies to assist with criminal cases. Eric Smith, an agency spokesman, said in an email he declined to say how the IRS used the records in its investigations. The Forest Service, part of the Department of Agriculture, awarded Vigilant a contract valued as much as $47,019 for its car detector system in August of 2009. Records show this. The product scans and captures license plate numbers, compares the data to law enforcement lists of wanted vehicles, and sends alerts when such vehicles are detected, according to the company's website. Forestry officials also awarded the company a contract valued at about $7,500 in August for its subscription to its license plate database and other services, according to contracting records. License plate readers are helpful to our law enforcement officers with illegal activities on National Forest System lands in California, Tiffany Holloway, a spokeswoman for the agency, said in an email. She declined to comment about what types of crimes the tools are used to investigate or provide examples of how the technology has helped law enforcement. Vigilant provides some data for free to federal and state law enforcement agencies. Brian Shockley, the company's vice president of marketing, said in an emailed statement, the information has been used to solve crimes and save lives, he said. The company has local, state, and federal agency customers, and he said, declining to comment about its work for the federal government and how it may have supported national security. They always leave out things like that, I think. Most of the federal contracts were awarded years before the former contractor, Edward Snowden, last year exposed vast U.S. surveillance programs that intercepted the phone records of many Americans. In the aftermath, lawmakers in more than a dozen states weighed legislation this year to limit license plate tracking, according to the Denver-based National Conference of State Legislatures. They think differently than you and I. I think they think this will stop crime. the more aware we are of who is entering a military facility, the better we are able to protect the lives and equipment on that base, was one quote in a phone interview. NetChoice, a Washington-based trade association that represents e-commerce businesses, is concerned that groups opposing the tools offer no recognition at all of the benefits of license plate recognition in stopping crime or saving lives, said Steve Del Bianco, its executive director. Companies that collect the data will or sell the technology have strict guidelines about who can obtain records, he said. Yeah, well, the government is supposed to have strict guidelines too, but I don't see them sticking with those strict guidelines. It says our governments require us to display a plate on our cars, visible on the front and back in public for a reason. Well, there's a lot of states that don't have a front and back license plate, too. They don't say anything about that. Del Bianco said in a phone interview, a lot of the concern is a knee-jerk reaction to Snowden revelations. Personally, folks, I think that a knee-jerk reaction is from the people is just what this country needs to stop this government from doing more harm to this country. And we have to stop this now while we have the ability to do so. And I do not think that ability to do so is going to stay very darn long. We have a couple of things that are going to be happening here in a couple of minutes, and I'm going to go to my hard break right now a couple minutes early because it looks like I may be having a phone call coming in. But just when you think you've heard everything, those leftists in D.C. pull something else, and they're always pulling something else. They're going to keep on doing it until we, the people, run them out of town on a rail. And folks, that really is our only option anymore. But what about the meantime? What are you going to do to protect your family, your property, and your sacred rights as an American when the left-wingers try to redistribute food and who knows what else in the name of social justice? Don't wait for the left to turn our world upside down, which they're in the process of really working hard to do right now. Make sure you can provide for your family in an emergency by going to the Patriot Depot, America's best-known warehouse for all your patriotic gear and survival needs. Just go to our website, conservativenationmedia.com, and click on the Patriot Depot banner. You'll find everything from commercial food supplies to patriotic gear that you'll need today and in the future. At Patriot Depot on the conservativenationmedia.com, where America always wins. And I will go to my break right now and then answer the phone call that's there, and I will be right back.
What does it take to be the leader in production systems technology? To be the one company that solves production problems at any plant, for any product, and with any technology? It takes a 30-year record of success. It takes total mastery of complex technologies with a history of delivering success every time without fail. Only one company can claim that high ground in manufacturing line optimization, data automation, and systems integration, and that's Philadelphia Control Systems. In factories worldwide, Philadelphia Control Systems programs, software, and engineering solutions deliver optimal performance and output flow with a record that can't be matched. Any plant, any product, any technology. Philadelphia Control Systems, the leader in production automation since 1982. 800-335-9811. PCSforAutomation.com. That's PCS, the number 4, automation.com.
Why would you say?
This is Dave from the Dave Matthews Band for Rad. When you go out and party, get drunk, then drive, you're not only loaded, you're a loaded weapon. When you celebrate, designate. Choose a designated driver. Remember, music lives and so should you.
What would you say?
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Do you dance badly or hug in public? That's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be the perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care would love to put up with you. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Okay, we have a phone call here from Michael Berryman of the Michael Berryman Show on Sundays. And welcome to the show, sir.
Hey, Robert. How are you doing today, brother?
I'm absolutely having a blast today. I got me a new lawnmower. It is about 72 degrees outside. The sun is shining. I'm sitting here in my studio with the door wide open. This is nirvana.
Well, you can't beat it, brother. Good job on your show, Duke, and I really appreciate it. Listen, I wanted to call in today while I'm sitting here doing work, so I was just listening anyway. But first of all, let's say hi to our brother, Kenneth McClinton, the exceptional conservative in the house. Kenneth, it's always good to see you, my friend. Excuse me. My allergies are acting up.
Yep.
Robert, I wanted to call in today. Had a few things I wanted to just get out to your listeners. First of all, my show, the Michael Berryman Show, is the next scheduled show, 3 to 5 on Sundays. But I'm not going to have a show tomorrow due to Easter, so I'll just have a I'm probably going to do the candidates forum that I had 2 weeks ago with all of the various candidates down here in Texas. But we've got a lot of good things happening here at conservativenationmedia.com, one of which is, if you'll go to our website, right at the top underneath our banner, there is the unanimous declaration of ideological war against anti-American and leftist forces by conservativenationmedia.com. We here at conservativenationmedia.com have declared war officially as of last week on the 16th. We declared war on the leftist agenda. And I know our buddy Kenneth McClinton joins us in that, because I see that he's already been to the page and liked it. You can go to our website, click on that link, and actually sign the declaration. We have a new newsletter going out. All you have to do is subscribe on our website or email us, newsletter@conservativenationmedia.com. We are building a community. If you go to our website and click on the CNM community, you can join our community. So we have a lot of good things going on, and I just wanted to share this with your listeners today, Robert.
Well, you know, a couple of weeks ago was my one-year anniversary with Conservative Nation Media, and, boy, things have just changed so much in that 1 year. And it's
and you know what?
Good.
And Duke told me about that, and let me just take a moment. As the founder of Conservative Nation Media, and on behalf of our president and general manager, Duke Brooks, to thank you for 1 year of doing what you do with us. It's programming like yours on Saturday and all of our other talk show hosts that is moving our little company forward, brother.
Yeah, it really is. I've got my business cards already made out, and I'm handing them out like crazy around here. So it's
that's great.
I'm just waiting for the go ahead from Duke to get them printed and that stuff. I've got some Declaration of Independences that I was getting ready to print out and have down at the Defend the Constitution rally down in Waynesboro, Texas, or Tennessee. At the end of this month. And that's going to be a lot of fun. Conservative Nation Media is really growing, and people are going to start sitting up and taking notice, I think.
Absolutely.
It's not going to be a company that's just completely out of the mix and just a couple of people hear about it. I have a feeling it's going to be big.
Well, and I do too. And what it is what people don't understand is we're just a conglomerate of people that that give our time. You know, hopefully we'll build it into a major news media outlet. I don't know. Don't really care. It's about fighting for our country, and we all have the passion to do this. But listen, I'm almost out of throat, brother. I just wanted to call and say thank you for 1 year with us. Thank you for all you do, and let your folks know about our website, our unanimous declaration, and our newsletter.
I sure will, and I'll get in there and sign that if I haven't already. I'm not sure if I have. I've been pretty busy the past couple of days and the last week
You've got a better voice than me today. If you want to pull it up, you could probably paraphrase or read some excerpts out of it. It's really good.
Yeah.
Duke worked his butt off. It is awesome.
Yeah, I'd have to get in there and find it.
No, it's not real hard. Just go to conservativenationmedia.com, and it's right at the top. You can't miss it.
Okay. I'm going there now and checking that sucker out.
All right, buddy. Yeah, just click on
The unanimous declaration of war against anti-American leftist forces by conservativenationmedia.com. And all you have to do is just go to conservativenationmedia.com and click on the sign it here, and it'll take you to the page, and you can sign it and become part of the force that's going to take America back from the liberals.
All right, buddy. Well, I'll go ahead and let you read it at your convenience. I've got to go wet my whistle. My throat's killing me.
Okay. Well, you hope you feel better. That was Michael Berryman of the Michael Berryman Show. That's going to be tomorrow night. About the same time as this show. And then after that is, or before that is American by Design or one or the other. I can't remember. Things are changing so much here lately that it's got me befuddled about everything. You are listening to conservativenationmedia.com and, of course, the new Wise Conservatism radio show. And I'm, of course, Robert Garding, your host. Your call-in number is 718-305-7176. I had an article here about from Alex Jones's Infowars.com, where the byline of the name is because there is a war on for your mind, which is really essentially what the liberals are doing. They've declared a war on us to take our freedom of thought away from us. And you know, Harry Reid is part of this whole thing. You know, he calls the Bundy supporters on this whole Bundy thing in the labeling the Nevada cattle ranchers porters out here. We're all domestic terrorists if we support that guy. And he said this during an event in Las Vegas on the 17th. And he essentially called all of us, all the people who support him, domestic terrorists. And Harry Reid has escalated the war of words over Mr. Bundy dispute, sensationally labeling the Nevada cattle ranchers supporters domestic terrorists during an event at Las Vegas. During a hashtags and headlines event at the Paris Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas, Reid referred to Bundy supporters as, quote, nothing more than domestic terrorists, adding, I repeat, what happened there was domestic terrorism. Now, Reid, I think, is the ultimate domestic terrorist. He likes to use his position of power to lord it over us and make us do what he wants us to do because he thinks he's right, we are wrong. Well, that's where all semblance of reality disappears with the man. He has absolutely no clue what right and wrong is, even though he was supposedly raised in the Mormon church, which, and I know a lot of people who were raised in the Mormon church, and for the most part, they're pretty truthful people. But this man, my gosh, I think if you can make a living, well, I really shouldn't say that. If you can make a living out of lying, he'd be a good one. Well, He is making a living out of lying. He's getting paid immense amounts of money for sitting in Congress or the Senate and telling us all what he thinks of us. And because he thinks that of us, that's what we are. Well, he's an idiot. And that is just pretty much all I have to say about the man. He is one of these guys who seems to think that no matter what he's talking about, whether he knows anything about it or not, he's right. Well, it's you know, and I say this a lot, and Andrew Wilkow on the Blaze Network says it all the time. We are right, they are wrong, you know, and we have to get to the point where we will stand up and stop backing down when we are confronted, because no matter what, folks, we confront them on what we think is right, and it's going to be wrong in their eyes no matter what we say. I mean, that was proved back when Bush was president. Bush was saying something, and I can't remember what it was, but we had an incident where Bush was completely saying the opposite thing of what the liberals were saying. They were coming down on him for being wrong about everything. He changed his mind and went and gave them exactly what they wanted, and he was still wrong. There is nothing that we can do as people, as politicians, as citizens of this country that is right, even if we agree with them. And that's just the way they are when it comes to us. On this whole thing with the this article that I found in the Infowars.com, Alex Jones broke down the bigger picture behind the move to turn the war on terror against American citizens with this whole thing. And he's in it. He said, "Ladies and gentlemen, I told you this was coming. I told you the Bundy Ranch situation could be the new 1776. The globalists have openly converted Homeland Security over to a system of waged domestic war on political enemies. It was set up for that. You have heard in the news of the documents that we got that the government admits are real, where they list libertarians, gun owners, conservatives, and veterans and Christians as the main terror threat. The FBI now admits that. That's who they're targeting, not the globalists that are funding al-Qaeda publicly in Syria, Libya, and other areas. No, it's we the people. The Pentagon is trying to take on the gun owners. This is a criminal takeover." Well, now Harry Reid came out last night and said he has talked to the head of the FBI, Homeland Security, and all of them that the Bundys are basically domestic terrorists. They're supporters who wanted to support, quote, kill children, unquote. He actually says that, and they have automatic weapons. Now, you all know that I think Harry Reid is an idiot. I think he has always been an idiot. But now I think age has added to that idiocy, and he is also becoming senile to actually come out and wage a verbal war against the American citizens like he does. Simply tells me one thing. If he is going to do this so easily, how in the hell does he stay in office? It would seem to me that all he has to say is Americans are terrorists one time, and he would lose his office. Yet he seems to get reelected each and every time that there is an election. Why? I don't understand. The last election, he actually had a true conservative running against him, and he still won, making me wonder just where the smarts of the American people in Nevada have gone. Why do we keep electing these idiots who always talk against the United States and her people and praise the enemy? Why do they stay in office? and that one kind of went way over. Our friendly local pilot in command and GOP spokesman, Duke Brooks, calls himself a paleocon, and rightly so, since it's clear that anti-communism is in his DNA. His parents were friends with Joe McCarthy, Bill Buckley, and Whitaker Chambers, so what would you expect? There's no truth to the rumor that he has a dartboard with Alger Hiss's picture on it, but you can get your weekly dosage of old-school conservatism, right-wing politics, and history and hangar flying on Radio Free America with Duke Brooks, Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central on conservativenationmedia.com, where America always wins. I had another article here, but I went way over my time on that last one, so I'll go straight into my break, and I will be right back after that.
Hey, liberals, why don't you try rooting for your own damn country for a change?
This is the sound of a brand new outdoor grill being hurled off a 20-story building. Now a stylish glass coffee table. An electric guitar. These are the things you could enjoy all cast into oblivion. Because when you throw away money on wasted electricity, you throw away everything you could have bought with it. Visit EnergySavers.gov and get tips on how to save energy and money. Then do things like switch to Energy Star light bulbs or Energy Star appliances, and you could save hundreds of dollars a year. So this doesn't happen to the recliner you've had your eye on, or this to the treadmill on your wish list, or this to the shiny new bike your kid's been asking for. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at EnergySavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Every 20 seconds, another kid drops out of school.
If we do nothing, 3.5 million kids won't receive a diploma over the next 4 years. United Way knows that kids who have a caring adult in their life are more likely to make it. And the difference between a dropout and a graduate could be you. Take the pledge to volunteer now at UnitedWay.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Well, I finally did it. I opened a 401k.
What? Why? Just wait for the inheritance. We've definitely got a rich uncle somewhere. We're one call away from the winner's circle at the Derby, dinners with multiple forks, a vacation home in the country, using summer as a verb.
You don't actually think that, do you?
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs, the Delaware Society of CPAs, and the Ad Council.
You are listening to conservativenationmedia.com and the New Wise Conservatism Radio Show, and I'm Robert Garding, your host. Our call-in number is 718-305-7176. From Kathy Hinner's Daily Roll Call is a sobering article titled Care and Friends, the Real Haters. And, you know, we keep hearing from Washington about how everyone who doesn't believe as they are, as they do, are real haters. They're the real, well, the real haters, according to this, is CARE, which is we all know all about. And she starts the article and she says, "You think you know CARE? Think again, folks. On April 24th, a town hall meeting featuring Dr. Bill Warner of the site politicalislam.com, and we'll try to get that into the chat room here, if I can. And I'll be a little quiet here as I... There, I think I got it. Okay, he's author of several books on Sharia law and the doctrine of Islam, and esteemed international speaker, was taking place at Farragut Farragut, Farragut, F-A-R-R-A-G-U-T High School in Knoxville, Tennessee. The discussion was part of an Act for America meeting sponsored by its local chapter. The procedures on using the public school facility were properly adhered to according to the Knox County Facilities Use Policy. On April 11th, we received word from a snitch at CARE that they would be announcing CARE had been successful in getting the school board to cancel the event since the Muslims had touted it as hate speech. How does CARE define hate speech or hate, you know, hate speech, and why are we allowing a known, acknowledged terrorist organization to do so? Their definition of hate is one who disagrees with Muslims. And that's the whole gist of what they think. Allow us to show you some examples of hate taken directly from the Anur Islamic Academy in Knoxville, Tennessee, the same city and the same Muslims that are sniveling about everything, including the local hijabi Remia Suleiman and Abdul Rahman Murphy, who just happens to be a friend of the Suleimans and is an instructor at the Anur issue, is a textbook used by the Anur Academy called What is Islam, authored by Yahya Emmerich of How to Turn America into an Islamic State. Nonsense. The superior attitude and tone of this textbook certainly portrays a different viewpoint of what the Muslim community hails before media or in the public. The textbook reveals feelings about Jews and Christians they certainly don't want to be exposed. The following are pages taken directly from this textbook, and thanks. And she gave thanks to her friends at another website, which is TN4 Political Justice. Well, that just didn't work at all, did it? I'll try this again. www.tn4politicaljustice.wordpress.com. Okay, and it didn't work because I had my caps on, but the address is actually there if you just take the caps out of it. So what would this intolerant, anti-Christian, anti-Jewish rubbish be called? Sounds like hate to me. And this of course, you got to remember, this is off of Kathy Ginner's daily roll call here. And she continues to write, it is evident there is no tolerance for anything but Islam in the eyes of these Muslims. But it gets better. Along with the textbook, Islamists and Friends of CARE Hamas is a young woman that knighted herself in the interfaith expert Remzia Suleiman for her to attack someone that has more knowledge about her own religion and doctrine is farcical. In her own words, she says, last year I was forced to explain what Sharia was. You know, I never knew the concept of Sharia. I'm not making this up. It's something you grow up as a Muslim and say, oh, I'm going to go and practice Sharia today. And I remember picking up the phone and calling my imams from across the state, and I was saying, what is Sharia? Explain it to me, because I got to go talk to politicians. Now in the video, she sounds like the average American girl, you know, if you kept your eyes shut so you didn't have to look at her and all her, I guess, a burqa or whatever these people wear. But my question is, why are we all listening to them? Why are we worried about whether we have Sharia law here or not, or whether they can have Sharia law here or not? This ain't their country. If they want to join this country, that's perfectly fine. Become an American citizen and stop forcing their ideals on us. And no matter what Obama has to say about this whole thing, we are a Christian nation. I don't care what he says. In that one, Obama is totally wrong. But he has sure opened up the floodgates for certain things that are coming in. And this is one of them. Well, to be worried about it is good. in our schools and education facilities. Come on, do we like to commit suicide, folks? Because coddling to these people is nothing short of committing suicide, and we are doing it almost daily anymore, it seems. Mark my words here. We are doing it almost daily, and this is getting to me. I've always been one of these guys who's always been just extremely proud of my country. I have always loved America. I have always been proud of the things that American scientists have created and come up with in the years that I've been alive. I mean, most of the things that, you know, we take for granted now wouldn't be here if it wasn't for America. America has always been an exceptional country to me. And I won't apologize to anybody. Harry Reid can kiss my backside if he thinks I'm ever going to take that back. I'm proud of this country, and I'm totally ashamed of him and the people that he follows and the people that think like he does and then profess to say that they are there to be representatives of us. That's a bunch of bullpocky, and I don't care what the heck he says. He is wrong, he is a liar, and so are the rest of them out in Washington, D.C. If they won't follow the Constitution and they won't follow what needs to be done to save this nation from the tyranny that's coming. I just don't understand why we are allowing so much destruction to our founding documents and to the laws of this nation. I've never understood this. We are a free country. We can go out like me. I got a little shed out behind my house. I came in here, drywalled the whole inside of it, put insulation in here, put a ceiling in here so that I could insulate it, make it more soundproof and better sounding for when I talk on my show or when I do my videos. I painted me a logo on the wall back behind me here. That is one of the freedoms that I have as an American. I can come in here and do a show that tells the things that Obama and the left are doing to this country or the things that is doing because they're caving into things that are totally wrong, but they're caving because they can't, for some reason, get it through their thick skulls that they're right. They need to stand up and show some backbone. If I was living in Russia or something like that, I'd probably have stormtroopers storming in, taking me to prison, and I'd never be heard from again. But that's the direction our government is trying to lead us. That's the direction we are being pulled. And the sooner that we realize that that is the direction they want us to go, the sooner we can vote these idiots out of office, go to the ballot boxes and do our own revolution and at the ballot box, vote them all out of office and start all over again. Out of office, they're destroying our great nation. You used to be able to sit there and say, well, America's the greatest country in the world. I can still do that, but it's getting harder to do because they're doing everything they can to destroy what we've got. And it seems like we're being called terrorists for trying to save this. We will be right back with the second hour of the NWCR show in a few minutes after the break.
If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
So glad we left that stupid party.
No joke.
Hey, baby, are you an overdue library book? Because you got fine written all over you.
Ugh, barf. What about that girl with a hoop earring?
Ridiculous. When she was dancing...
Megan, look out! Look out!
Oh, my God, Becky. Becky, are you okay?
My arm. I think it's broken.
Can you bend it?
It's already bent. In the wrong direction.
I can't believe this. I'm so sorry. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Really? Just buzzed?
Yeah, I swear.
Well, in that case, my arm is fine. Ah, that's better.
You're really okay? You're serious, Becky?
No, genius. I'm not serious.
Ow! My arm, it hurts.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
Okay, here goes. I know more about cooking dinner for a party of 12 than I do about packing a lunch for a 12-year-old. I know kids like things like PB&J, pigs in a blanket. Oh, and fish sticks. They do love fish sticks. Filets I get, but sticks? What part of the fish does the stick come from? I know I can read a cookbook that'll tell me how to make a red wine reduction, but where are the cookbooks that can teach me how to cut the crusts off bologna sandwiches? Oh, maybe we can compromise on mac and cheese. Can you make that with brie? Everybody likes brie, right?
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to push your food around their plate. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
West Central Indiana, one of the few states that runs its budget in the black, comes the New Wise Conservatism Radio Show. I'm Kathy Henners of Daily Roll Call to let you know that traditional Americans are still considered traitors to the Obama nation, and we are proud of our constitutional conservatism. Obama can't touch this. You're listening to Hour 2 of the show, and we are being broadcast to you through ConservativeNationMedia.com. And now, the voice of reason in this unreasonable world, Robert Garding.
Parents in El Paso, Texas want answers after fourth grade students at Pasadena Elementary School were reportedly given an adult-themed assignments on topics like infidelity and a mother losing her son to the war, which this whole Common Core crap is just exactly that, just crap. The inappropriate reading assignment obtained by KTSM-TV asks students to draw inferences based on information provided. The news station provides a transcript of the questions included in the assignment. Here are a couple of examples. Ruby sat on a bed she shared with her husband holding a hair clip. There was something mysterious and powerful about the cheaply manufactured neon clip that she was fondling suspiciously. She didn't recognize the hair clip. It was too big to be their daughter's, and Ruby wasn't sure that it wasn't hers. She hadn't had friends over in weeks, but there was this hair clip, little and green with a few long black hair strands caught in it. Ruby ran her fingers through her own blonde hair. She had been vacuuming when she noticed this small, bright, green object under the bed. Now her life would never be the same. She would wait here until Mike returned home. Then the different answers to this. One, why is Ruby so affected by the hair clip? Two, how has the hair clip affected Ruby's relationship? Why are we teaching children this? This is freaking stupid. Another one, Tommy. Mom called out as she walked to the front door. Tommy, she continued shouting, I sure could use some help with these groceries. There was still no reply. Mom walked into the kitchen to put the grocery bag down on the counter when she noticed shattered glass from the picture window all over the living room floor and a baseball not far from there. "I'm going to kill you, Tommy," Mom yelled to herself as she realized that Tommy's shoes were gone. 1. What happened to the window? 2. Why did Tommy leave? That just really sounds like something I want to learn in school, doesn't it to you? Another one. Valerie opened up a letter from the military department. She felt the pit of her stomach drop to the bottom of the earth before she even opened it. She knew it was news about John. As she read the first line, she thought of all the lunches she had packed him and all the nights she had tucked him in his bed and warded off the nighttime monsters. The man carrying the flag put his hand on her shoulder. She thought of the day that John signed up for the military. Her tears wet the letter. She stopped reading after the first line. What does the letter say? And what is Valerie's relationship to John? Folks, what in the heck does this have to do with what they are supposed to be learning? I always thought that they were to be learning reading, writing, arithmetic. Why do they need to be taught these things in school? Shouldn't these things be taught by the parents? Of course they should. But it's just another way the government is telling us that we know nothing. We are morons out here and cannot teach our own children the values of life that are important. Only their values are. And that is where this is heading, folks. We are being... One of the things I can remember Hillary Clinton saying, children are not our children, they belong to the community. Yeah, right, I'd like to see her come in here and try and take my children away from me. My children are my children. I don't care what the heck that idiotic moron has to say about it, or any of the rest of them in Washington, D.C. Thankfully, we have some people there now who are trying to stand up for what is wrong, what is right, and are showing some backbone when confronted, something the Republicans have had little of lately, Mike Lee or Ted Cruz. But we have to start thinking here, folks. This nation is being taken away from us. And it's being taken away from us in so many ways that it's hard to keep track of what they're doing to us. And all of a sudden, something new like this comes out. And most people just ignore it. It's just something that schools do to teach our children. Nothing new. Let's just let them do it. That they know what they're doing. Do they? I really think that schools are being made now to take the place of the American family. I think they are being made to make the children think that parents don't need to be telling them what to do anymore. Don't have that right. After all, we have all these experts running around now trying to explain, excuse me, why all of a sudden we have these shootings all over the nation. How come all of a sudden we have someone who will go into a grocery store and start trying to level people around him? Something that used to never happen. And if it did, it was in the news. The person was put in prison, never heard from again. Now we have a media and a government who tries to coddle to these people. They have to try and figure out, why did this person do this? Why did he go into a theater and shoot up the theater? He didn't have to do this. Why did he do it? The one thing that I see that nobody else seems to even mention anymore, the reason why people do this is because there are no consequences to their actions, and the consequences to actions that have always been taboo in this country are gone. Shoot somebody, oh, there'll be somebody who will try and coddle you and make you feel like you're a victim. You had a bad childhood. It's not your fault you took a gun and blew some people away. Sad part about it is your fault. It's your fault, and it's also your parents' fault for not teaching that you've got consequences to every action that you do. Everything that you do in this life has a consequence, whether it's a good thing or a bad thing. You shoot somebody, there's got to be a consequence. And if there isn't, we're going to have more and more and more shootings, more and more and more murders all the time because there will be no consequences telling people that you can't do that kind of thing. And people won't know it. It's the direction the liberal left is trying to lead this country, and that is the direction that we have got to stop before it destroys the future of this country. And it's just about there, folks. We are real close to being just about there. It should come as no surprise that our Constitution, the basis of our nation and the central core of our values, is under attack. And that's almost everything that I talk about on this show shows just how under attack our Constitution really is. It sometimes seems that everybody and his brother is trying to figure out an end around the Articles and Amendments of the greatest governing document of all time. And if you're tired of leftists and unfriendly political forces telling Americans that our Constitution is a mere footnote, be advised that a lot of real Americans like you and me are going to come together at the Defend the Constitution rally in Waynesboro, Tennessee, just an hour southwest of Nashville on the weekend of April 26th, and that's coming up really fast, folks. Today's the 29th. Next week will be that weekend, and I'm going to do my show down there, and I'm still kind of hemming and hawing about that one because, you know, I'll have my whole family with me, and I'm not exactly sure if I'm going to have the time to be able to put together a show, but I will probably do it. It'll be fun, and it'll also be my first on-location show that I've ever done. I've never done anything like that, so I'll have to take my computer and my microphone and my phone so that I can do this. This will be actually kind of a lot of fun. But we're going to have a lot of people there, so it's going to be a lot of fun. And where there's going to be, you know, great speakers like Scotty Nell, Hughes, Karen Vaughn, and Joe Carr will be on hand to name just a few. Great music, great food, and great times will be had by all. Go to defendtheconstitutionrally.com to learn more about this great event, and I do hope to see you there. President Barack Obama on Friday signed a bill into law intended to prevent an Iranian diplomat who allegedly played a role in the 1979 hostage crisis from entering the United States. However, during the signing of the bill authored by Senator Ted Cruz, the president indicated he would treat the law only as advisory. Acts of espionage and terrorism against the United States and our allies are unquestionably problems of the utmost gravity, and I share Congress's concern that individuals who have engaged in such activity may use the cover of diplomacy to gain access to our nation, Obama said. Nevertheless, as president, George H.W. Bush also observed curtailing by statute a constitutional discretion to receive or reject ambassadors is neither a permissible nor a practical solution. He continued, I shall therefore continue to treat Section 407 as originally enacted and as amended by S-2195 as advisory in circumstances in which it would interfere with the exercise of this discretion. Earlier this month, Republicans and Democrats united to support Cruz's bill that expressed Congress's anger towards Tehran over its selection of Hamid Abutalibi as ambassador. Abutalibi was a member of a Muslim student group that held 52 Americans hostage for 444 days in 79. And I remember this happening, the seizure of the embassy in Tehran. We see this kind of offensive behavior for what it is, and we will not tolerate it, Cruz said on the Senate floor before the lawmakers passed the bill. The bill is intended to deny entry to the United States to an individual found to be engaged in espionage, terrorism, or a threat to national security, the Associated Press reported. Even with Obama's advisory language, Cruz on Friday still thanked the president for signing the bill on Twitter. But my question is this. What is Obama's purpose for doing this? I want to know. He doesn't do anything that doesn't help his agenda first, does he? No, he doesn't. We will be right back.
80 million voters can pull the wrong lever, and it's still the wrong lever.
As I went through school, one giant question loomed over me. What did I want to be? But in order to know what I wanted to be, I had to first decide what I wanted to make. I wanted to make more. So I became a teacher. Now I make learning a privilege, not a chore. And frustration, a tool, not an obstacle. I make working hard seem easy, and giving up, impossible. I make an old subject feel like a fresh thought, and unconventional methods common. I make material things less important, and little things like patience and kindness count. I make weekdays more exciting than weekends, and classrooms feel like anything but. I make things different, which is all I ever hoped for. I'm a teacher. I make more.
Find out how you can make more at teach.org. Make more. Teach. Brought to you by Teach and the Ad Council.
Been looking for an online gathering place? You know, a familiar screen does everything you're used to, except give you grief for being a conservative? You've got to try the Tea Party community. At TPC, you'll know how everything works from the very first minute, and you'll probably find a lot of friends who are already there. Organize, communicate, share ideas, upcoming events, pictures, and videos. The Tea Party community connects and empowers like-minded, politically conservative people like you. Sign up today at teapartycommunity.com.
Hi, this is Dave Vance inviting you to join me every Monday night for Inside Tennessee on ConservativeNationMedia.com. Even if you're not from the Volunteer State, you'll want to know what's happening because one day it will affect you. Every week you'll hear interviews with experts, legislators, and citizens who are fed up and making a stand. So join us every Monday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central Time for Inside Tennessee on ConservativeNationMedia.com.
A South Carolina construction worker is getting off with a warning after he was issued a citation that came with a $525 fine for refilling his soda without paying. Christopher Lewis claims he didn't see the signs that noted a required 89-cent refill fee at the Veterans Affairs Hospital in Charleston. Every time I look at the ticket, it's unbelievable to me, Lewis told WCSC-TV on Wednesday of the ticket issued to him by a federal police officer. I can't fathom the fact that I made a 89-cent mistake that cost me $525. How much more does our government have to do to intimidate and push the American people around, especially veterans here, before we start to vote them out of office? It seems like the people have been stupidly voting into office officials who do not act like they are supposed to act, who constantly work to force American people to lose more and more of their hard-earned freedoms that are supposed to be guaranteed by the Constitution of the United States but isn't anymore. Why do we continue to vote these people into office? Why do we believe their lies? And most everything they're telling us are lies. And if they try to tell us something like,
the national debt has, because of our actions this year, has dropped billions of dollars. Rest assured that it hasn't. It's just dropped a couple of billions of dollars from what it would have been in the first place. It's still gone up. It's still going up. It hasn't dropped. All they did was drop the amount that was going to be raised in the first place. They, you know, it's supposed to go up $1 trillion. They dropped it by $1 billion. So they saved us $1 billion. That's how they lie to us. But this week, and, you know, and I, that's why I keep asking, why do we believe their lies? They lie to us. Everything they say to us practically is a lie. Why do we forget so soon what they have done to us? Now, these are all great questions that really deserve an answer. But this week we had all kinds of things that were said by liberals that had many of us scratching our heads. The biggest stupid comment, I think, was though, was the one that was uttered by Congressman Hank Johnson, who I actually talked about earlier, I think, who said that he feared with the population that is on Guam, a very small island, that it will tip over and capsize. Now, I apologize for laughing about that. I, you know, Duke, our esteemed leader, has always told us, you know, it's not professional to giggle online when you were doing your show. I couldn't help that. When that guy said that he was afraid that Guam would tip over and capsize because of the amount of people, I just couldn't believe it. I just had to laugh a little bit. But the thing that really got me was that when he uttered this stupid comment, I expected to hear laughing and guffawing and giggling at this, but there was not a sound. And the man who was answering the questions was just as serious as he could be. I myself would have been laughing hysterically. I would have been heard all over the building. This is a farce. And sadly, Congressman Hank Johnson is not the only one out there saying things that are so patently untrue and ridiculous that it should make any sane person blush with shame at the thought that you were elected to high office of this land and that you are still there. Every time I hear some politician say something stupid, I fully expect people in the audience to laugh about it or question about it. I fully expect the person saying this to retract and apologize for the momentary lapse into stupidity. And then I am amazed when nothing of the sort happens, yet the American press doesn't seem to think this is newsworthy or even worth talking about. What is going wrong with this country when someone in a position of power says something so stupid that it can't be right and doesn't retract it or restate it in a different way, that we will not say something about it except in conservative media? And this thing with Congressman Johnson is far from the only thing. Congressman Andre Carson in the 7th District of Indianapolis, Indiana, has said some mighty inflammatory things that are wrong, and yet he seems to be holding on to his seat with no problem yet. I think that may be coming to an end if the people will do it. One of the other things that seems to be getting, that seems to get the liberals' goat, is global warming. But they get to say things that would get a conservative incarcerated for life. Look at this one from LibertyUnyielding.com. Comes this one titled, "Global Warmist Wants White People Killed by Extreme Weather but Alive So He Can Gloat." That's the title of the article, folks. Article says, what's the biggest challenge facing a science communicator in this, the age of global warmism? It is wishing devoutly that a natural disaster kill as many disbelievers as possible while having them simultaneously survive so that their noses can be rubbed in their fatuous denial of true science. More specifically, this is the dream of someone named Brad, who blogs at something called Climate Nuremberg. Brad is careful to avoid giving
away too much personal information on his about page. He writes, "I'm hardly going to give you my last name. I am Douche Canoes," I think is what he's got there. "Then again, in the light of his views, which include the following, it's understandable he chooses to guard his anonymity. As a communicator myself, I'd like nothing better than for thousands of middle-class white people to die in extreme weather events." This is on his blog. "Preferably one with global warming's fingerprint on it, live on cable news tomorrow." And there's emphasis added on that. "The hardest thing about communicating deadlines of climate problem is that it isn't killing anyone. And just between us, let's be honest, the average member of the public is a bit, how can I put it politely, of a moron. It's all well and good for the science to tell us global warming is a bigger threat than fascism was. But Joe Q Flyover doesn't understand science. He wants evidence." Brad continues to work racism and the evils of white privilege into his manifesto on climate. What a guy. Ever the science communicator, he seeks independent confirmation for the righteousness of his proposal by evoking the considered opinion of cognitive scientist C.R.R. Tampin, who thinks the annihilation of a city of 150,000 people might just provide the teaching moment we need. Really? Just white people, you moron. If other races were to be killed by such a weather extreme, would it be tragic? Huh? What an intellectual moron these people are. And just like the rest of the liberals in our government and country. What would happen if somebody of a conservative bent said something like this about, say, another race of people, put it on a blog? I would wager to you that that go viral. The person who wrote it would be put in prison for hate speech. And after he was put in prison, would never be heard from again. But sadly, this guy, this Brad, is going to be heard from again. Nobody's going to say anything about him because he espouses the liberal ideals, global warming. It's happening. My gosh, it's 72 degrees here. The sun is shining. Global warming. Last week, it was 72 degrees on Sunday. 40 on Monday, global warming. Oh, my. We are all in trouble, aren't we? This whole thing about global warming has gotten to the point where it's just downright ridiculous. If things don't go their way, if things don't warm up like their little models say they're going to, all of a sudden it's really cold outside, and it's a cause of global warming. Yeah, right. We are not the idiots that you all think we are. And I don't care what any of these people think of me. They're wrong. I'm right. It all has to be said. I've got God on my side. We will be right back after these important messages. One of the worst nightmares that can befall an American today is identity theft. If it happens to you, it may take months or even longer to recover from it, if you can recover at all. Don't let it happen to you. Protect yourself in advance. Sign up today with LifeLock. LifeLock is a lot more than just your standard credit monitoring service. LifeLock helps to protect your personal information using a combination of data surveillance techniques and outstanding member service 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and 365 days a year. There's really nothing that comes close to LifeLock. To protect your identity with LifeLock and get 10% off their great service, go to conservativenationmedia.com and click on the LifeLock banner. Network may not cover all transactions and the scope may vary. That's conservativenationmedia.com and then click on the LifeLock banner. You'll be very glad that you did.
A boy born in Joplin, Missouri was fascinated by anything with wheels and a motor. The odds of him going on to fascinate millions with his talent? 1 in 260,000. The odds of this born racer having 157 career top 10 finishes in NASCAR? 1 in 125 billion. But every driver seeks the pinnacle of their achievements. The odds of him winning both the Daytona 500 and the Brickyard 400 in the same year? 1 in 195 million. The odds of a child being diagnosed with autism? 1 in 88. I'm NASCAR driver Jamie McMurray, and my niece has autism. Learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Hey, sweetie, what's going on?
Well, honey, I have some news.
Okay, what?
All that training paid off. I got the job.
Oh, I knew you would get it. So when do you start?
When you donate stuff to Goodwill, you help provide job training for people right here in your community. Goodwill. Donate stuff. Create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hello, I'm Jennifer Meadows, your host on Grit and Grace. Please join us every Tuesday night from 10 to 12 Eastern for an honest look at the top political and cultural issues that are affecting Americans today. That's Grit and Grace for conservative analysis that is smart and entertaining. Tuesdays, 9 to 11 p.m. Central, 10 to 12 Eastern on conservativenationmedia.com.
ConservativeNationMedia.com. You're listening to the New Wise Conservatism Radio Show, and I'm Robert Garding, your host. Our call-in number is 718-305-7176. With less than a minute into his speech at the Boston Marathon bombing memorial on the 15th, our dear gaffe machine, Joe Biden, went way off script on what he was talking about. And told a crowd of survivors, it was worth it. I mean, who says things like this to people who survived a bombing? Do you want to hear it, folks? It's only 14 seconds. I know that I was shocked to hear it. Who could be this insensitive only a year after the event? Joe Biden, the typical liberal politician who does not think about the feelings of others, only what he feels needs to be said at any time. And I did not freaking download that thing. Okay, I guess I'll forget about that then. I do have the text of what he did say. This man is just another reason that this country is in the shape that it is in. The things these people say and have said over the last 4 years has been staggering, to say the least. We had our president tell us with a straight face that he had visited and talked to people in all 57 states, and we elected him. We have our vice president tell us many gaffes. I mean, to have our vice president get up in front of a crowd of survivors of a bombing only a year later, earlier, and say, let me say quote, survivors, my God, you have survived, and you have soared. It was worth it. It was worth it. I mean, that ranks right up there with the stupidity we have all heard. Sheila Jackson Lee stating that the Constitution is 400 years old with no retraction. the president, stating that there are 57 states and he has been to all of them with no retraction. Harry Reid calling all of us patriotic Americans domestic terrorists with no retraction. Nancy Pelosi telling all of us that we need to pass Obamacare so we can see what is in it with no apology or retraction. Then later, after most Americans are starting to realize just how screwed we are because of the Affordable Care Act, she tells us it is the best thing that we have ever had. So many stupid things being told to us by the liberal left just over the last 2 years that it could fill a novel, with not one of the statements being repeated. And we have elected these morons to office over and over again. I really don't understand it. What were we thinking? The question can go farther on with me asking, why are these morons still in office? And yes, I am calling them morons. Anyone who would want to run the greatest country in the world and then run it into the toilet while flushing it is a moron. Where else in this world do you think they can go and be as well off as they are here? Seriously doubt if they'd ever find any other place in this world that would take them and make them as rich and as well off as they are here. They would not find that anywhere else in the world. The reasons, you know, that I am bringing this up, that about why do we even listen to them when they spew out their bile against this country? Why does the media, news media, even tell it? Why am I telling it? The reasons, there are several different reasons. One, for the mainstream media, they tell it because they aren't thinking at the time. And you hear it once and then never hear it again after they realize what was said could hurt their bedmates in the government. I repeat it because we have to remember what they said and what their plans for us are so we can remember to vote them out of office with the next revolution that is coming that we have, which will be held at the ballot boxes this next November. Do you understand now why I keep repeating these things that our so-called leaders have told us? They, for one thing, tell us these things because they are still in office and think that we will not get rid of them. I guess that the joke will be on them when the American people finally wake up and do what they know needs to be done in order to give this country and our children's future a fighting chance to have a good life like we had. That is the big reason for voting these people out of office. The sooner, the better. And we have to remember that, you know, that could be a great rally cry for our American future. The sooner, the better. Anyone who is in office to represent the people, who does not represent the people, who does not follow the Constitution, who does not follow the laws of the land, but instead makes up new laws so that he doesn't have to follow the law of the land, and I'm talking about Obama here, they need to be ousted out of office. The sooner, the better. And the sooner we realize that this is what has to be done to keep this nation safe and strong for a future for our children, the better off it will be. Because right now, we have gone so far down the road of socialism that we are closer to that than even democracy anymore than we have ever been. And sadly, we're going farther and farther every day. And the thing that makes me happy is that we have things like Conservative Nation Media and Rush Limbaugh and the EIB Network and Sean Hannity and others who try to put the news, the correct news out, Blaze Network with Glenn Beck, all of these. every one of us play a great important part in the shaping of our new America, the one that we used to have. And it will be new again when we get it, because we have lost it. We need to get it back. America is the greatest nation this country has ever seen. America is the last great mankind to be free, as Reagan once put it. Once America's gone, there will be no other. And that, if that isn't incentive to stop the liberals from destroying this nation, I really am at a loss for trying to figure some other way to do it. That is the best way. Because if we don't save this nation, we ain't going to have a nation for our children. And they're going to live in most likely poverty and shackles of a government that's way out of control and too big to even be handled. ConservativeNationMedia.com is growing. And we couldn't think of a better way to expand our lineup than to give our very own Bing Fisher his very own show. Uncle Bing Fisher brings his engineer's insight and love of America to American by Design Sunday evenings at 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 Central on ConservativeNationMedia.com. So stay with Conservative Nation Media 7 days a week, since we're making some big changes, just like Michael said earlier when he called. And we're just getting started. American by Design with Bing Fisher, Sundays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 Central. That's tomorrow on ConservativeNationMedia.com, where America always wins. In Waynesboro, Tennessee, south of Nashville, on the 26th, 27th, and 28th of this month, will be our Defend the Constitution rally that I think and hope many people will be coming to. We will be having some great speakers there, too. Speakers like Mark A. Skoda, Karen Vaughn, Joe Carr, Wild Bill for America. You've seen his videos on the Internet. He'll be there. Kathy Hinners of Daily Roll Call, the one, you know, she's the one who did my show the other week. We have music there, too, that will entertain and enlighten. We have people there for doing things like that, like Brian White, Nathan Picard, Brian Fuch, I guess, F-U-T-C-H, Bobby Powers and Party Time, Buck Allen, Chloe's Open Socket, and Jamie Grooms. We will have the American flag and the Tennessee flag, or the Tennessee flag being given out at the rally. Each person that enters the rally, a ticket to receive a free U.S. flag and or a Tennessee flag that is flown over the state capitol to two winners, thanks to Tennessee Representative Joe Carr, who is in the fight against Senator Lamar Alexander for Senate. Thank you, Joe Carr, for that. Scotty Nell Hughes will present these flags at the rally, so make sure you get your ticket at the door and make sure that you are there. It will be fun, and I think, you know, that I can guarantee you. And it looks like the weather is finally starting to straighten up, so maybe we'll have some great weather down there. It'll be just wonderful. Be a lot of people to get together with who believe the same way as we do, who want to save this nation, and there'll be plenty of great speakers who will tell you ways to do it, too. We will be right back for the final segment of the show after these messages.
If you love America, you're among friends here.
Americans have known Tennessee as the volunteer state since the War of 1812. Now, Tennessee is leading the way in another major conflict, the war to keep America's identity, values, and freedoms intact. Even if you've never walked in Memphis or hiked the Blue Ridge Mountains, if you respect traditional American values, you should know about the Tennessee Action Council. Tennessee Action Council fights to preserve American values, defend our way of life, and protect the U.S. Constitution. This isn't just Tennessee's battle. It affects every American who loves our country and wants to pass the real America unstained by progressive liberalism, along to future generations. No matter where you are in this magnificent country of ours, Tennessee Action Council is on your side and on America's side. Go to TN4Action.com. That's TN, the number 4, Action.com, to volunteer for Tennessee and America. That's TN, the number 4, Action.com, to stand for America now.
Molon LeBay Challenge Coins and Wares. Similar to challenge coins used by various military units, these MLCCW coins are ideal for anyone that champions the right to keep and bear arms by highlighting the Second Amendment and the Greek phrase Molon LeBay, which translated means come and take them. Come check out our pro-freedom, pro-liberty, and pro-Second Amendment coins and shirts at MLCCW.com. That's MLCCW.com.
Hi, I'm LeVar Burton, and I'm proud to be a book person. How do I choose a book? Sometimes it's the cover, sometimes it's the title. I guess I'm pretty visual. If a book's really impressing me and the writing is really good, I will peek and see what the last paragraph is. Because the endings of books should rock you. I am a book person, and if you're a book person too, read to a child and spark a lifetime of ambition. Join me at bookpeopleunite.org because reading is fundamental. A public service announcement brought to you by Reading is Fundamental, Library of Congress, and the Ad Council.
ConservativeNationMedia.com. You're listening to the New Wise Conservatism Radio Show, and I'm Robert Garding, your host. Our call-in number is 718-305-7176. And now, finally, we here at the New Wise Conservatism Radio Show want to leave you with our weekly thoughts of the day. Today's weekly thought of the day comes from an article from MinutemanNews.com. The article was titled, Convenient, Hillary Clinton All But Erased in the Tragic Story of Benghazi. From the first time that I reported on this, I laid most of the blame at the desk of Hillary Clinton. She is to blame because she did nothing, and then after the fact, getting into trouble with it, and before the congressional investigative body, she had the audacity to scream out, "What difference at this point does it make?" Later on, she was removed from the post that she held, and yet no blame for any of this now is laying on the doorstep of Hillary Clinton. I think it is because the liberals are not done with her yet. To heck with what she does to this nation. To heck with what any of their darlings do to this nation. If it is good, then their successes will be touted far and wide as one of the greatest achievements ever by a politician for the good of a nation. But when it is bad, as most of their actions are, then they are swept under the carpet with no thought of what it does to this nation. Their only thoughts on the matter is that she has to be protected because they are not done with her yet. They envision that she has to be president first. She has to be the first woman president. Forget the idea that when the first woman to be considered for president was a Republican, they debunked her as someone who should never be, when she was much more qualified for the position than Hillary ever will be. It was the same with Barack Obama. The libs touted the fact that they have had the first black president ever. And yet, do you remember the Republican who was considered for that position, who was also black, but was tarred and feathered by the left because he was someone who was nowhere near qualified to be the president? Yet even he was much, much more qualified than Hillary Dillery ever will be. This country lives under a complete double standard, folks, something that most of us know about and even the left knows about, yet they love the fact that they are on the receiving end of the good side of it, which is really bad for America. Do you ever hear them saying, we can't do this because it is bad for America? You will hear the Republicans saying they won't stoop to the low level of the Democrats by saying what is true about their candidates because it would not be nice, even though it would help save the country from the tyranny that the left is handing us now. But from Minuteman News' article, it says,
A huge wave of public testimony reports the documents on what happened in Benghazi now floods Washington, and little of it focuses on the role of Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton before, on, or after September 11, 2012. Over the past 18 months, there have been at least seven public congressional hearings and three fact-finding reports on the terrorist attack. If not invisible, Mrs. Clinton is certainly portrayed as being only in the background during the Benghazi, unaware of key events.
Mm-hmm.
In the early post-Benghazi days of Capitol Hill, Republicans tried to pry what did she know and when did she know it information out of witnesses, but in later hearings, her name came up rarely. Questions, there is a dead end. For example, the nation's two senior military officials said they never spoke with Mrs. Clinton during the eight-hour crisis in Benghazi, Libya. The State Department refused to cooperate for a Senate Select Committee on the intelligence investigation, Republicans say, and her name is not in the final report. I still have to ask this. Why the heck isn't her name in the final report? It should be first and foremost among the names listed as being to blame for this. She sat on her hands and then hemmed and hawed about how there was nothing that could be done, and later in exasperation cried out, what difference at this point does it make? Well, let me tell you this, Hillary, it matters. It matters a hell of a lot. Those were American boys over there that were killed. They had families. They had loved ones. They were fathers, sons, and loved by many. Maybe they weren't loved by you, you self-righteous hypocrite, but they were loved, and they died in the service to this country that you and your liberal cronies seem to hate so much. Because of that hate you always displayed for this country, my life's work from now on will be to do everything I can to get the truth about you and you liberal idiots to get you removed from office once and for all. Country does not need someone in a position of power who has no concern for American servicemen or people who are representing America overseas. You are a total disgrace to your name, and it should be plastered all over the world about your role in the Benghazi tragedy, because you had a mighty big hand in this whole thing. You and Barack Obama both. Shame on both of you. And every one of you sit back and sit and say that it wasn't your fault. You knew nothing about it. And we all know that's a bunch of bull. Barack Obama being the president has real-time news reports constantly about what is going on about everything. It's been reported several places that he knew about what was going on and went to bed. I guess that just tells everybody, or it should tell everybody, that our president does not give a flying flip about anyone who wants to protect this nation, who wants to serve this nation, who wants to do the things this nation needs to survive into the next 100 years. But that's nothing, according to Obama. We don't need that. We don't need to be made a great nation. We need to fall in line with everyone else. Doesn't matter if everyone else is failing. Doesn't matter if it's failing. We need to follow them. That is what the liberal mindset is. America does not have to follow anybody. The government get out of the way and Americans will excel at everything they always have. America will, again, be in the forefront of everything from scientific discoveries to putting somebody on the moon or beyond. Government, get out of our freaking way and leave us alone. And that was my thought of the day. On Sundays, we have the return of Soldier Patriotism under the new name of the Michael Berryman Show. and also on Sundays is American by Design with Uncle Ben Fisher. These two shows fill our Sundays with great information and stuff we need to continue to fight to save this great nation. And I've got a bird singing outside my studio, and it's kind of nice, I guess. But I think he's trying to peek with me for airtime, I suppose. But Michael Berryman, they shoot two shows on Sunday evening starting at 4 p.m. Eastern to 6 for the Michael Berryman Show, the old soldier of patriotism, and from 6 to 8 for our Uncle Dean Fisher with the American by Design. Great radio, and that is tomorrow night. On Monday, we have Inside Tennessee with Dave Vance. Dave is a great way to start off the work week with his veterans' insight and most informative guests. Monday nights, that's at 8 to 10 p.m. Inside Tennessee with Dave Vance. On Tuesdays from 9 to 11, we have Grit and Grace Radio Show with Jennifer Meadows. And she is one of our prolific people. She's also got another show on Conservative Nation Media. On Wednesdays, we have Radio Free America with Duke Brooks, our leader, with the great radio voice. And he is actually fun to listen to because he's, like I said, he's got the great radio voice. He's on from 8 to 10 p.m. on Wednesdays. On Thursdays, we have the Liberty and Constitution Community with Matthew Opalisky. And also on Thursdays, we have Graceland with Jennifer Meadows, her other show, and that's from 10 to 11 p.m. on Thursdays. On Fridays, starting at 8 o'clock is radio, they've got here on the thing, Radio Free America with CPAC 2014, but that's not right. We actually have on Fridays, we now have our newest show, I think, it's called Who We Are with Eric Adam, San Antonio Tea Party member, Tea Party co-founder Eric Adam takes a look at American values, and I hope this show is still on because it's not listed here on the webpage. That was one of the things that I got, I think, last week, that one of our new shows, Adam takes a look at American values, American traditions, American culture, and forces of liberalism that are seeking to fundamentally change or destroy America. And, of course, Who We Are as a Conservative Nation Media's newest program is going to be as hard-hitting as and honest as Ronald Reagan at the Brandenburg Gate. And, of course, on Saturdays, you are treated with my show, New Wise Conservatism Radio Show, with yours truly, the voice of reason in this unreasonable world. And I do not accept the world as I see it, but as God meant it to be. I am determined to help return us to the recipe that made America great. I choose not to sit on my couch and complain as I watch things happen, as we are at a crossroads in restoring our constitutional republic. If we don't do it, we are pretty much lost. The left does not anger me. I will not give them that kind of power over me. They only bug me. We must actively change culture. That is where liberals have it over us for now. Until then, God bless us all.
Forget the men who died, who gave that right to me, and I gladly stand up next to you and defend her till today. But there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
God bless you all.